It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's look at the lives of people who've passed. This morning, she remembers a longtime biomedical researcher.
When Dattatreya Rao Sanadi was 26 years old, he left India and his large multi-generational family for the United States and a PhD in biochemistry from Berkeley. He rarely spoke of his childhood, even when his daughter Mara Wagner asked.
I always thought when I was younger that he was just interested in assimilating, and if you asked him anything about his upbringing, he would claim not to remember. He was like the classic absent-minded scientist.
Dr. Sanadi became a prolific expert in the oxidative pathways that metabolize nutrients.
He was in my high school biology textbook. That was pretty cool. We were, I guess, studying cellular energy. That was his field. And, you know, there on the page was a paragraph about his discovery.
In time, he authored over 200 papers, co-founded a Boston Biomedical Institute, and became the first non-white faculty member at Harvard Medical School. Sometimes relatives from India visited his lab with their children, and then he shared his work as a playful form of magic, filling beakers with clear liquids that bloomed into color before their eyes. His scientific precision extended into his personal life. Dr. Sanadi arranged his own marriage.
He declined to marry whoever they had arranged for him in India. And I don't know even if he decided to marry an American or what. But, and this story he told. He evidently wrote down his specifications for a wife, which is, you know, what's done in India are that parents match their children. And he handed a list to his thesis advisor, who read the list and said, well, that's easy. That's Mary Jane McElhenney. So he married her.
She was from Iowa of Scotch-Irish descent. He was an Indian from Karnataka. The union was not without social controversy.
We lived in Baltimore, where my father and I were more or less considered colored, and my mother and my brother were definitely considered white. If we all went out together, I think it was a little confusing for people.
Not for Dr. Sanadi. Scientists reject confusion. And so at first, the confusion that came with Alzheimer's disease was painful. Then he found a creative pathway to peace.
His delusions later in his life were very happy delusions. For example, he won 3 Nobel Prizes and Wimbledon twice.
In his final years, Dr. Sanadi lived with Mara's brother in a sprawling, loving, multi-generational home, not unlike the home where he'd began so many years ago and continents away. He had no memory of his past, and yet, in a way, he had recreated it.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering D. Rao Sanadi, who lived much of his life here in Massachusetts, but died last summer at his son's home in Florida. To suggest a loved one for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.